Hello. Welcome to the Documenting the Journey podcast. This show is for anyone trying to build a high-performance organization. You're going to hear thought leadership and breakthrough ideas on strategy execution, performance management, and of course, continuous improvement. Let's dive right in.
Hey guys, it's Calvin. I am the CEO of Improver, and I have the privilege to be here on this fine afternoon with Troy Wood. He is the president and CEO at the Beneva Group. They specialize in continuous improvement, operational excellence, TPM, Six Sigma, PMO, and data talent. So they help companies staff and source talent for their transformational needs in general. Interesting tidbit that I just learned is that Beneva Group was named the Forbes 2020 America's Best Executive Recruiting Firm. So kudos for that. Absolutely. Troy holds a Bachelor of Science in Electrical Engineering from the University of Texas in Arlington, and he's also a partner with the International Standard for Lean and Six Sigma. Troy, what's up, man?
Hey, how are you, Calvin?
I'm doing wonderful. Did I forget any important details in your introduction there?
No. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, good. So let's dive into this a little bit. Tell us more about your background, what kind of work you've done, and what you're doing now.
Yeah, so I actually started my lean journey back in the days of more in the Six Sigma side, back in the days of Rolls Royce and GE. So I kind of came from those legacy programs. And then, you know, over the years, kind of moved more into more of a lean, working on the rev cycle side of hospital systems. So kind of got a good broad view, everything from greenfield. I was very fortunate in the GE family to be included in a new greenfield buildup where, you know, we really did some neat stuff from a Six Sigma standpoint with regards to, you know, brand new facility. So I've seen quite a bit. I've seen everything from legacy to new implementation, both the Six Sigma side as well as lean. And yeah, so I've kind of been around. I acquired the Beneva Group in 2016. They'd been around doing continuous improvement, but since I had a love for it and an understanding and quite a bit of a network of people who I knew from my previous companies, acquired the Beneva Group in 2016, and we've kind of taken off from there.
That's fantastic. Troy and I were talking last week, and he's one of those people that have been in my LinkedIn network for I don't even know how long. And it's just one of those faces that just pops up in my feed. And I'm sure I've commented or liked some of your content over the years. And just seems like I've been knowing you forever. But just this last week, we finally actually talked face to face. I guess that's the new world we live in with technology.
That's right.
Yeah. So I'm curious, you know, what's the greatest challenge you face in finding talent to fill some of those continuous improvement jobs?
You know, Calvin, it's a little different for us because we work with different clients. So it's not just being a single company. So one of the things that we find very often is really understanding where someone is in their journey. Each client is different. It's like I said to you before, it's kind of like Baskin Robbins. It's 31 flavors. Everyone's got a little bit of a different bent on what their journey looks like and what tools they use and what they call it. It went from, you know, Six Sigma to Lean Six Sigma to Lean, you know, it's all over the board. But what we find the biggest piece is if we can start to really understand where a client is in their journey, then we can start to understand a little bit more about the soft skills that are needed. I.e., you know, everybody, you know, comes to a majority of the people that we hire for clients, you know, they already come to the table with their tool bag, right?
They've
been around Kaizen. They know, you know, your five S's and, you know, all the tool sets, but there's a difference in, and you may have seen this before too, but there's a difference if you're at a legacy program, such as whether it's GE or whether it's Danaher or, you know, Honeywell, any of the big systems, right, that have been around and it's in their DNA. And, it, you know, that's a different kind of person that you're trying to hire than a brand new implementation, right? The CEO got a book and he knows what lean is, right? And you know, he's trying to, you know, or even it's, you know, he comes from a good program and knows what good looks like, but he needs to kind of get in and turn and transform a business, right? That's a different kind of person, you know, the different skill set that it takes to work with a plant manager who's never implemented lean or somebody on the floor who maybe another tool to them, right?
Yeah. Maybe not even buy into lean, right?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. You and I, we talked about that a little bit last time because there's a different persona of CI person, right? Correct. There's the sort of the nuts and bolts, hard tactical skills CI person. And then there's the entrepreneur type of CI person who can come into a, like you said, a greenfield operation and start it up from scratch, right? And sell it into the organization that may or may, you know, maybe a little skeptical about, you know, what it is, if it works, flavor of the month, what's coming next, right? So
100%.
That's fascinating. So what do you feel are the biggest skills that companies are looking for regarding CI talent?
You know, I think right now, some of the things that we hear quite often are, you know, they need an influencer. They need someone who can come in and influence. Mm. And I'll tell you, another one that we've heard quite a bit lately is having a communication strategy. Multiple times, I would say in the last year to 18 months, we've heard and spoken with different clients, and they'll approach us and say, we need to replace someone. And it's not the technical skills. It has nothing to do. Every time they tell us, they come from a good pedigree, good programs. Truly, the biggest one that we've heard lately is communication strategy. Mm-hmm. Do you have an ability and a program that you use to roll it out to all levels of the business? And I almost want to say a branding, right? How are you branding it and rolling it out so that people are getting excited and connecting to it? So it's almost a marketing piece, if you will.
And that's key. And I have a strong background in continuous improvement. And I'm thinking of real life situations where I worked and that was the case. Even at established CI program, like the one at Clorox, they have a world-class organization department. And they had been at it for about 14 years before I showed up. And one of the tasks that I was challenged with was, you know, we need to rebrand and figure out a marketing strategy for our department, right?
Exactly.
Even being around for so long, they still needed to sell their value proposition into the organization, which is interesting.
Hey guys, this is Calvin with Improver. Just want to make sure you're aware of the hottest new leadership book on the market. It's called Fit, The Simple Science of Achieving Strategic Goals. If you love Toyota Kata, 4DX, growth hacking, A3 thinking, Scrum, Agile methodology, you would absolutely love Fit. It provides a ton of excellent case studies and testimonials for how you can create a high-performance organization through the application of agile strategy execution and continuous improvement. Go to Amazon.com right now and search for Fit, The Simple Science of Achieving Strategic Goals, and get your copy today.
You know, I've kind of grown up and gotten interested in agile a lot more lately. What agile brings, lean sort of lost in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. Are companies moving toward agile?
I think it's a little bit of a combination. It depends on, I think the higher tech companies are very used to it already. Agile's been in their language for many years. So I think they are very much used to that. On the traditional CI implementations or new implementations, we don't hear it as often. We find that definitely more on the tech side of things, though.
Which industries do you feel are hottest for continuous improvement?
Since COVID hit, and I wouldn't necessarily say industries, right? We work across all industries. So I would definitely, you know, anything manufacturing, especially foods, food, beverage, things like that, that's always been a big issue. What we're seeing a big push for now in organizations is actually a push into supply chain. Mm. Because of COVID, and we find this all often, because of COVID, we, you know, a lot of organizations are saying, okay, well, wait a minute, our supply chain is not working as effectively as it could. So they're starting to wake up to, and I shouldn't say starting, this has been going on the last couple of years. They really have been awakened to the fact that, you know, they really need to take a look at every bit of their supply chain. And the great news is there's has already been some standard bearers out there, some people out, some groups out there that have done really well at it. Some of these newer companies that are, you know, coming to CI and supply chain, they've got some good organizations to learn from.
Excellent. So if I'm a executive leader, COO probably, CEO, VP of ops or whatever, an executive leader that is running the business, but probably has some sense that it could be run a lot better, or it could be producing better results, maybe higher EBITDA or increase revenues or whatever the case may be, or reduce operating costs. How do I know if I should be looking for CI talent?
You know, interesting that you say that. I, My answer to that would be you should be looking for CI talent at every level of your leadership team.
Wow.
Everyone in your leadership team, if you're truly looking to grow, be competitive in your space. If you're hiring a plant manager, if you're hiring a director of operations, VP of operations, these people all need to have the buy-in, right? They all need to come from a place where they understand the value. So we find with a lot of our clients that, you know, those are a lot of the conversations we have, and it flows into everything. We even found it in marketing, which it honestly was somewhat surprising to me, where groups are saying, look, we want someone with a strong background in lean in our sales and marketing group. I would say that it's not just the dedicated lean department, right? The dedicated CI OpEx group, whether it be a business system or non-business system. My suggestion in that and my answer to that would typically be, and this is honestly how we typically work with clients. And the reason that we work with clients is because they are looking for people from good programs, and they're looking for strong leadership that they can add to their team to continue to progress, obviously in their business, but their competitiveness through the use of lean tools and those types of things.
Do you see taking a continuous improvement role, perhaps at a lower level management or middle management level, do you see that as a path to leadership? Is that becoming something that the C-suite is looking for? Do you have a stint as a CI or lean leader?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's funny you say that. I know when I was a GE, very often, and I think actually when I was Rolls Royce as well, you know, people would come into the continuous improvement group for a few years. So it was almost like a rotational program. So they would rotate in for a few years and then rotate back out. And we definitely find, especially as we hire, say, a single site CI person, very often we'll hear clients make the comment that, what is that career projection for them? And very often it is to go back into an operations role. Companies are very interested in people having that kind of an experience.
Yeah, more than just a certification, because, you know, as much as I'm a fan of certifications, I understand a lot of time that practical hands-on experience is where you really learn what you need to know, right? The application.
Exactly.
And not just the textbook. Yeah.
Well, sure. if you think of that, to your point, if you think of going in and doing a year to 2 year rotation, you will have touched quite a few projects.
Oh yeah.
And you just gain such a better understanding of the business.
Yeah. And it kind of forces a system level perspective on how the business operates.
That's right.
Right.
Because that's right.
You're only going to get so far making improvements in a silo in isolation, right, without understanding the impacts up and down the value chain. Right. So it kind of forces you beyond what a specific job would only look at, kind of forces you to look more broadly. So,
yeah, you become much more strategic. Right.
Exactly.
And business focused, quite honestly.
Yeah. You know, like I said, I've been in CI. I consider myself a CI lifer, and it's been incredible experience for me. And today I'm a CEO of a tech company that's very continuous improvement minded and focused internally and externally, you know, for our customers. So how do you think, on that note, how do you think technology is changing the CI landscape?
You know, it's funny. We were always looking at that. We've worked in the RPA space a little bit, especially a few years ago. We were quite heavily involved in helping a few companies with acquiring talent from an RPA standpoint. And I think in that time frame, I thought, okay, how are these going to come together? Because it just made sense, right? And how many times did we read articles about why automate a broken process, right?
Right, exactly.
That's one area. I also think, not necessarily technology, but I do think data is a big piece. If I were to suggest to people in the CI space, I think, you know, learning about data, whether it be, you know, training that you can get through your organization or on your own, is nothing, and it's going to do nothing but help you in your career.
Absolutely. So when someone hires a CI person, what are they expecting to get? How are they expecting it to affect their organization?
You know, so we typically hire into teams, right? So if it's, well, I think if you back that question up and you'd say, okay, so from a leader standpoint, so, you know, right now we're hiring some VP of CIs for some clients. In that case, they're looking for someone who's going to come in and lay down a strategy, not only the strategy of what are we going to do, what tools are we going to use, how are we going to train, what are we going to roll out to everyone, and how do we make this sustainable? But also, as I mentioned before, how are we going to communicate that and market it to the organization to get the buy-in that we need, right? So there's that level. And then obviously, as you continue to work down to say a single site CI manager, CI lead, at that level, that's somebody who's very hands-on. You're very much part of the leadership team. And I would say every one of these in the CI space, you need to be prepared that you are part of the leadership team, because you really are. And it doesn't matter at what level, because you are helping the business to solve problems. It's not a production piece. It's not a quality piece, as though we know CI and quality can be connected at times. But it's truly, how do you move? This is a group that moves the needle forward for organizations in a way that it's like tuning a race car. You've got the people who put the tires on and who build the engines and put the gas in the car. But to me, CI are the ones who come in and they tune the engine. How do you get the best out of it that you can get? To me, that's what, you know, a lot of organizations are looking for. You know, I would also say, you know, we've seen a heavy movement, and I won't say away from Six Sigma. I feel like a lot of organizations are looking to lean more on the front end, but then again, they do see some value in some of the Six Sigma tools as well.
So if you're talking to an executive leader at a company who's looking to transform their organization, what tips would you give them?
That's a pretty broad question. First off, I would say commit to CI. I mean, I think that's a big piece. We see that very often where organizations, you know, don't give it lip service. I mean, if you're going to commit. It's interesting. We see these fluctuations where, you know, CI wanes, or, you know, the executive leadership team leaves, and, you know, then CI leaves. And so I would say the first thing I would say is commit, fund it, right? Find a good leader, a good solid leader, who, and spend the time understanding that leader and where they're going and where they come from, and understand and match that up, as we mentioned before, to where you're at in your journey. So often we see, you know, someone bring in the wrong person, comes from, like I said, a legacy program or something along those lines. I would make sure that you're hiring for the right person. And then again, when I say commit, I do mean commit at all levels of your leadership team, whether it's your manufacturing, if it's a manufacturing, whether it's your, you know, supervisors, you know, everyone should be learning and building a CI culture, if you will.
I once worked at a company that when they started their CI journey, it was very much a carry the wounded and bury the dissenters mentality.
Yep.
Yes. And if we want to call that a hard push for CI,
versus
on the contrary, you would have more of a soft sell for CI. Yeah. Which way do you see the industry moving? More of a hard push or more soft sell? It's funny you say that.
You know, as we help clients to hire people, that's something that we're very much looking at. And I think it's a combination of what you're saying. But I think it does come back to that communication strategy. You can get a pretty good push if your communication strategy is done correctly. You know, it depends on you know, the leader as well, though. You've got to have that leader with the right tone, who understands, you know, what it's, you know, what it is and what it's about. And again, we're very fortunate, you know, again, hiring at the highest level of CI for companies, you know, we get to talk to a lot of people. And I would say that this is not a carrot and a stick type of career, right? So if you're in this career and you're coming in and you're going to beat people up with numbers and things like that. And I think therein lies the reason that there's been a big shift from, say, Six Sigma to Lean, right? We all know it's a bit difference between, you know, the numbers and the culture, right? So I would say much more heavily lean right now in industry towards more of the lean communication, you know,
more of a culture. Soft sell. Is it leaning towards soft sell versus hard push?
Yes. But I would also say to add to that, it's not necessarily as much as hard sell versus soft push. You got to prove it still, right? You got to be able to show, you got to show the numbers, right? The proof's in the pudding. And so I would almost say it's a smart sell, right? Okay. Not a soft sell.
I like that. It's
a smart sell, meaning you've got to be able to, because again, I can tell you part of the communication issues that we've had, you know, or we've heard of from C-level executives with regards to CI leadership is we couldn't necessarily validate what they were doing. Well, if you can't validate it, and part of that is your communication strategy. You've got to communicate up the line, down the line. You got to communicate the benefit to not only the guy on the ground, the nurse, right? It doesn't matter which industry it is. you've got to communicate the value up and down. So I think it's a smart, it's more of a smart than a, you know,
that's
smart
interesting
sell
you
than
say
a hard
that
sell.
Because as a business leader, typically I would do a job myself for some amount of time before I hired somebody to do it. So when they come in, you know, I have some degree of expertise, right? I may not be the expert. I hope they're smarter than me about it, right? but you're not going to pull the wool over my eyes too easily, right?
That's right.
But when it comes to continuous improvement, a lot of time the CI leader that's hired is working for someone who has almost no understanding of what they do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
In which case, they also don't have an appreciation for what they do. Obviously, you were hired in, so there's some degree of, you know, we need someone to do this job, but it could have been a corporate mandate. And you're working for a plant manager who doesn't believe in or understand or have any level of appreciation for continuous improvement, right?
It's funny you say that. I think that's another good tip for leaders is whenever you hire, and I would say this all the way up the chain, to even to the VP and directors and, you know, whatever your organization can allow for is at the highest level for you, have that person report into the right person. I mean, I've seen it report into, you know, a CFO. Is that really, you know, is that really the right?
You know,
right? We know what they're going to do, like, right? We know they're going to be looking at numbers.
Exactly.
That's right. You know, have them report into the right, you know, the right organization or the right person, whether it be the CEO or the COO, somebody who understands the operations, somebody who's got a vested interest in this person being successful.
For sure. Okay, so I got a couple quick questions for you, and then we can close out. Really insightful conversation. It's got me thinking that, yeah, we may need to get back together and do this again soon.
Absolutely.
So, all right, let me throw these last couple questions out and get you out of here. What are you reading now, and what would you recommend that we read?
You know, it's a book. I want to say I picked it up at AME in Fort Worth last fall, Humble Inquiry.
Okay.
You know, a big thing for me, it's Humble Inquiry by Edgar and Peter Schein, The Gentle Art of Asking Instead of Telling, which how funny is it that you asked that question a minute ago? You know, the thing for me, I am completely intrigued with questions, how to ask questions. It's always been something that I've learned in my career that the better questions you ask, and you know, you hear this all the time, you know, two ears, one mouth, but it's just something that's always intrigued me. How to ask questions better is just something that it's always on my path. So
that's powerful, right? Because I think there's some leverage in asking questions is that you sort of stimulate the problem solver in the other person.
Absolutely. Right?
Versus that's right. You doing the thinking and giving them the answer. You're almost multiplying yourself by encouraging them to think and solve problems, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And yeah, that's more scalable than you solving all the problems yourself. Excellent. How can people find you if they want to follow you, keep track of what you're up to, and stay connected?
Obviously, LinkedIn, Troy Wood, or the Beneva Group is easy. We are always out. We're posting. We're always connecting and trying to be involved in the space, right? It's something that we love, and we're always trying to be there. Typically, you can find me at one of the AME events. I'm usually at quite a few of them. So anything around that, anything we can do from our organization to kind of help out with events, that anything that has to do with lean, continuous improvement, business transformation, we try and be there. So I'm pretty easy to find.
That's awesome. Troy, it's been a pleasure catching up with you, learning more about the Beneva Group. I love what you're doing. Keep doing it. If I can help, please let me know. I'm happy to do it. So on that note, let's get out of here, man. Appreciate you coming.
Absolutely. Through. Hey, thanks so much, Calvin.
Yep. Pleasure's mine, man. We'll talk
great.
Soon.
Wonderful. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for joining us today. This episode was brought to you by the good folks at Improver Technologies. If you like the show, you can find more just like it at improver.com. That's improver.com, where you can learn more, do more, teach more, and transform your world. Thanks again. We'll see you soon.